At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
You see, how fast can you shift from making a mistake, and a mistake means goes to show you that you don't know how to do it, right? What do I feel when I make a mistake? Let's face it, you know. I tried so hard 100 times, it doesn't go. That means I don't know how to do it. And what does it mean I start over again? That I mamish believe I know how to do it, right? Not just my head. My head tells me, you made so many mistakes, forget it. Why does the moon start when it's dark? The moon is operating in dark. Rav Nachman says, in a nutshell, and I want you to open your hearts, the sun is emes, the truth, and the moon is emunah, mamish believing. The menoscha balelos. My head tells me, forget it. But Liban Shah Yisrael, my heart tells me, mamish, I believe I'll do it, gewalt. Even if I make 2 million mistakes. So the moon has to operate in darkness. And again, obviously, we say the word darkness. It's a very bad translation. You know, choshech doesn't mean dark, because dark means void of light. In Hebrew, choshech means different kind of light. There's two kinds of light. There is a light which is obvious, right? And then there is a light which is hidden, right? The Aragonas, right? The hidden light. You know how much light there is in the night in Kivalt, right? Much deeper light, right? Because basically the night, you know what the Zohar Kodesh says? There was light there, Avram. But la choshech kor alayla, and the darkness, sadly enough, again, I hate the word darkness. In choshech, he called night is Yitzchak. So anybody by his right sense would say Yitzchak, God forbid, is dark? Yitzchak is the highest light there is, right? Yitzchak is a person who was ready to die for God 2 million times a second, right? But that light, a different kind of light. It's a hidden light, right? Inside God. Why do people, when they talk at night, are much closer than during the day? Because at night, the light is so much deeper. You know, during the day, when people talk to each other, they can see each other's skin. At night, when you talk to each other, your mamash can see each other's soul, right? A different kind of light. And the moon is operating in that kind of depth. So how do I get to the depths of my own soul? When I make a mistake, and my emes, my truth, my son tells me. I mean, don't mean my son, S-O-N-S-U-N. My son, the light of the sun tells me, I give up, forget it. The whole world is counting after the sun, right? Because the world tells you, after you make 2,000 mistakes, obviously you're not good for the job, right? And what does the moon tell me? On the contrary, you are the one who'll do the job. Because the question is, after you make a mistake for 2,000 times, how come you still want to do the job? Why are you still crying for it? Obviously, you're so connected to it. Obviously, you're so connected. Let me ask you something. Imagine you have a friend, and you hurt each other's feelings, and you stop talking to each other, right? You weren't that connected, right? But imagine you're hurting each other's feelings 2 million times and you still talk to each other. crazy? Obviously, it's deeper than all that, right? But imagine if you wouldn't hurt my feelings so much, I would have never known how deep our relationship is, right? So, David Melech is Chavei Kaim, we know when King David brings Mashiach. Mashiach is the one who's revealing the deepest, deepest depths of our hearts. The deepest depths of our beings, right? Now listen to the deepest, deepest, deepest depth. God is revealing Himself on two levels. God is revealing Himself when you do right. That's a great God revelation. I walked in on the street and I have a chance to do somebody a favor. It's a God revelation. God's light is shining into me. I wake up in the morning, I put on tefillin. Mamash, I'm drawing God's light upon me. You know the deepest depths when I make a mistake? Gewalt, I draw God's light into me. But this is the light of God telling the moon, make yourself small. The light of children, right? See, repentance is not a sad thing. The Baal Shem Tov says, anybody who doesn't know how to do tshuva b'simcha doesn't know what tshuva is all about. You see, what the saddest thing in the world is, the more holy it is, the more it's misrepresented, right? I mean, God Himself is the most misrepresented article in the world, right? The second most misrepresented article is tshuva, right? I don't want to say anything bad, but anybody who's been in Israel, see all those BTs, Balei Tshuva, walking around with a long nose, repenting all they did wrong in their life. It's cute. But this is not where it's at. You know what the real Baal Tshuva is? Someone who dances in the street of Shlaim, Gewalt, you know? Thank you so much, I made a mistake yesterday, today I can do better. Gewalt, Gewalt, Gewalt. Imagine if Adam would have said to God, you know, I'm so glad I ate the forbidden fruit, shows me really what a dope I am, you know? Now it's really time for me to become mamash, a servant of God, right? No, he walked around krachtzing and Eve says, oh, so God says, you know, I love you, but don't live in my neighborhood. You know? move out from paradise, l'chaim. So Rab Nachman says that every Rosh Chodesh, God is opening gates for us. God says, bring a sacrifice. Bring a sacrifice that I made the moon smaller. It means on Rosh Chodesh, it is shining into us. You know what means a sacrifice? A korban sacrifice is a bad translation again, you know? Sacrifice, you mean cutting somebody's throat. In Hebrew, korban means get close, right? You know what a korban means? Mamish getting close, right? On Rosh Chodesh, God opens gate for us to get close to Him because of all the mistakes. And this is so deep, this is so deep. And, you know, I just want to bless all of us. You know, between people, imagine if I have a friend and each time I make a mistake, I have to crawl and beg them for forgiveness. Forget it. We're not real good friends, right? I mean, the holiness of making mistakes, but not only we don't become less friends, even closer, right? Even closer. Now listen to this. That means God has two ways of revealing Himself to the world. There are two lights. There's the light of the sun, daylight, it's clear. I do a mitzvah, everything is right. That's the sun. The light of the moon is that one day I'm full, one day I'm empty. One day I do right, but you know the most important thing is don't stop. Don't ever stop. And you know when I start celebrating? When I realize there's one ray left, one nakuda, right? There is something inside of me I can't give up. Can't give up. Okay, here I want to share with you another poem of Leva Le'ege, which is Bereishis Bor Elokim is a Shemayim Mitzvot, God created heaven and earth. Omer Rab Yitzchok, says Rab Yitzchok, why doesn't the Torah start with Kiddush HaChodesh, right? Because basically the Torah should begin, the Torah is the book of laws, right? And Rab Yitzchok says the first law of the Torah is to sanctify the new month. So he enters in the Koyach Mazar Regila Amar. God wanted to give us over the strength of the creation. And I want you to open your heart and make it very fast. I mean, the first question is, the first mitzvah in the Torah is Kiddush HaChodesh? The first mitzvah in the Torah is to have children. Crazy, right? Okay, so everybody says thousands of answers. Let me share with you something very, very deep. Deepest depths of the world. I just want to add, you know, doesn't only mean making children, you know. And puravu doesn't mean to, it means actually having children also, but you can have pupils. Puravu means to make it more, you know, to do something to the world to make it more. But right now, let's call it making children. I want you to open your hearts. Rav Leva Le'ege says the truth is the world doesn't have vessels even to do one mitzvah right. The way God created the world, I mean, the world is filled with light, but to give me enough strength even to do one thing right is nearly impossible unless God is helping me. Unless God is helping. You know what it means? Unless God is helping me? Unless I'm connected to something so high and exalted and I can draw upon this light, upon this absolute highest energy to do it, right? You know, listen to this. Imagine I need to lift up 5 pounds. I don't need special energy for that. If someone comes to me, listen, you have to lift up 2,000 tons. And imagine there would be a vitamin pill available to give me strength for lifting up 2,000 tons, right? So Rav Leva Le'ege says, the beginning of the Torah is to let you know that when you want to do something holy, all the energy of the world is available for you. So Rav Leva Le'ege says, why is the first mitzvah of the Torah having children? He says, this is one mitzvah which is not in your hands at all. Tell you something crazy. Last year I was in London and a woman came up to me crying. She says, I want you to know I have 2 daughters, both are married. One is one of the top tennis players in England. Healthy, like unbelievable. Her husband is also some kind of a gewalt. They're married for 12 years, they don't have children. I have another daughter, and the doctor told her before she got married, she has to tell her husband that she can't have children because she's sick. She has, Baruch Hashem, 4 children. He says, isn't that crazy? She says to me, you know, obviously this is, having children is just God, right? God bless you. Rav Leva Le'ege says the beginning of the Torah is to let us know that when you want to do something, listen, open your heart, friends. Can you imagine how much energy God put into the world? Into the whole world? Not only this little world we know, I mean, we just know maybe one zillionth of what the cosmos really is all about, right? And Bereshis Bo Elokim, the Shema God created heaven and earth, it's the whole cosmos, right? The whole universe. Can you imagine how much energy there is in it? That is how much energy is available for anyone who wants to do something good. It's an awesome Torah, right? That means Gewalt, right? Omer Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak says, now listen to this deepest depth. Rabbi Yitzchak says, isn't the most important thing in life to know that after you made a mistake, you can start all over again? Isn't the most important thing is? Isn't the most important thing to tell you? It's okay. Don't stop learning. I'll teach you. I'll keep on teaching you. So Rabbi Yitzchak says, isn't the most important thing in the world to let us know that God wants you, don't ever stop, like the moon. Don't stop. You made a mistake, it's okay. Don't be heartbroken, don't quetsch and don't krach. Just keep on going. So he says, no. The first thing you have to know that if you really want to do something good, because unless you know that when you do good, how much energy God gives you for it, you won't be so eager to do it, right? Can you imagine what would be clear to us? You know, why don't we really do the good things 100%? Because I don't know if we can really do it. Why do I make so many mistakes? Because even when I do right, I'm not doing it completely. You see, I make mistakes when I do something half-heartedly. And first I do it half-heartedly, then quarter-heartedly, and then I do it unconsciously. I don't mean subconscious, unconscious, right? So Rabbi Yitzchak says, you want to be a servant of God? You have to know that Bereshis Bo Elokim, Mamash, whatever energy God put into heaven and earth, that's how much is available for you. But now listen to this, sweetest friends. Can you imagine the Gemara says Tshuva Kodma L'Olam? And I want you to open your heart in the deepest way. Or why didn't God create at the beginning the sun and the moon? Or there's a sun, a light which is always shining. There's the moon which goes up and down. You see, if God would have done it, it's nothing. Wouldn't have been a mistake, right? Because it's after the creation of the world, after I know everything. And the moon comes and says to God, you know, sorry. I think I need something deeper than that. And this deeper than that goes up and down. And here I want you to open your heart in the deepest way. Who are the people who make all those mistakes? The shallow people never make mistakes. Because the life is so shallow. They do a bit good. They manage, right? Who are the people whose heart is always broken? The people looking for the deepest depths of the world, right? The moon people. The moon comes before God and says, God, you know, thank you so much for all the energy there is in the world. Thank you for the sun. I want something even deeper than that. I want something even deeper than that. Because God can give us infinite, right? Mamash infinite. So Rosh Chodesh is the celebration when I realize that God can give me not only as much energy there is in heaven and earth, the Nekuda of Kiddush Levona is deeper than that. Even deeper than that. You know, between people, how deep this is. You know how close people can be or could be. Okay, imagine we're the closest people in heaven and earth. Even that is not enough. You can be even deeper than that. Even deeper than that. You know, sometimes you learn something and you know it. You think there is to it? That's all there is to it? Even deeper than that.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.